Name is Barbara House. On examiner is 50KB. Claim same as Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, Bates, B-A-T-E-S. Case number 180-3971. Seen through the Traverse City office, 4913. Date of dictation, 4-14-13. New paragraph. Psychiatric, psychological, medical report. History of illness, complaints and symptoms. Claimant complains of right foot pain. She explains she suffered an aroma in it. She had it treated, quote, I had a bunch of injections and cortisone in it, and I ended up with a surgery to take the neuroma out, unquote. Claimant indicated, quote, and they cut the bottom of my foot and now it hurts even worse, unquote. Claimant reports she went to Green Bay to have it redone, quote, and still it didn't help. And they told me that I should have no more than 2 cortisone shots in that area, unquote. Claimant indicated, quote, and I ended up going to Marquette. And they won't even touch it because of liability reasons, because there's so much damage, unquote. He reports a doctor looked at her, quote, and he told me it's the worst thing I should have done, cut the bottom of my foot, unquote. She reported every week she was going to a doctor who was giving her cortisone injections, but she reports that doctor's paperwork shows only 2 injections, quote, and I can't prove it, unquote. New paragraph. Asked to describe her pain now, quote, well, if I'm on it, like floors in a mall or cement, if I'm on it for an hour, my foot gets to burning so bad. It's like an abscess tooth. It just hurts and throbs, and I have to get off it, unquote. New paragraph. She also complains of lower back pain. She reports her hands get numb. She has lower leg and butt, B-U-T-T, pain, reports she also suffers depression. New paragraph. Asked to describe what's wrong with her back, quote, well, they did a test, and I have degenerative disc disease and just a bunch of stuff, and I went to a neurologist in Green Bay, and they did tests for my shoulder, and they gave me some medicines, but it did not help, and I'll wake up at night, and both hands are numb, and like my butt hurts. Always on the left side, unquote. New paragraph. Asked to describe her pain now, quote, well, it's not bad today. I would say 2, maybe less, unquote. She's asked if she knows why it's less today, quote, well, if I'm not on it a lot. And the back, you know, bending is the worst, or lifting, unquote. Ask if she has any restrictions, quote, well, I'm not working right now, unquote. New paragraph. Claimant reported she also had a bladder suspension, quote, and I could only lift up to 10 pounds. And it was done 10 years ago, unquote. New paragraph. She asked to describe herself as depressed, commenting, quote, here I go, open parens. She is crying, close parens. I had a son get killed in 88. And it was at my brother's sawmill, and he was 11, and I was right there when it happened, and I'll never get over it. I blame myself for it. I try not to, but I do, unquote. She commented, quote, and I went to Victoria Weiss for 3 or 4 years, 2 times a week, and she helped me quite a lot. She said, I have that, like, where people are in the army, you know, like, well, if something upsets me, and I get to thinking, and I think about him, and around his birthday, or around holidays, and then I start getting panic attacks where I can't breathe, unquote. He reported, quote, and I called my daughter one day because I couldn't get my breath, and my son-in-law was there, and he calmed me down, unquote. I mean, explains her last panic attack was about 3 weeks ago. Asked what was going on in her life at the time, quote, I don't know, unquote. New paragraph. Claimants ask if she was ever suicidal, quote, well, I had a problem of wondering if I was ever going to see him again. You know, the religious part. I was very suicidal, but she helped me with that. It saved me to talk about it. I am sure I will see him again, unquote. Claimant reported, quote, but I try to block a lot of it. Do you know that Sylvia Brown? I purchased a question for $25. You know, I was the one. I drove Eric to the doctor's that day, open parens, she is sobbing, close parens, and Eric's last words were, I love you, Mama. So I couldn't go up there. She said only one could do it. I couldn't do it alone. So I had my husband ask. And to this day, I can't go anywhere without makeup on because I want to look pretty for him. He would always say, my pretty, pretty mama, unquote. Claimant reported that she worked at the school for 10 years at Hannaville, quote, and I liked it because I could see the kids. Well, you know, and then this psychic, open parens, she is coming back around to the subject at hand, close parens. Well, I put my husband and my daughter through hell. And for that, I feel bad too. Because my daughter, you know, she's still, unquote. She's asked what the problems are with her daughter, quote, she's headstrong. I don't know. She's different, unquote. Open parens, she does not immediately get back to what she had started commenting about the psychic. Close parens. New paragraph. Treatments and medications. Methimazole, 5 milligrams, quote, thyroid, I have Graves' disease, unquote. Paroxetine, 10 milligrams, quote, for my nerves, unquote. Triamterene, 37.5 milligrams, quote, for my blood pressure since my son died, unquote. Amlodipine-benaz, 5 over 10. Fenofibrate, 16 milligrams, quote, cholesterol, unquote. Vitamin D, 50,000 units, quote, because the doctors did a bone density, unquote. SYMBICORT, quote, to help my lungs, unquote. CLOBEX, quote, for psoriasis, unquote. She commented, quote, it used to be on my elbows and knees, but now it's all over my legs and the tops of my lip, unquote. New paragraph, claimant is coughing. She has a croupy, C-R-O-U-P-Y, sounding cough. She reports she's been coughing for about the last 4 months. Ask if she's a smoker, quote, yes. She reports she smokes 1.5 packs per day for 30-some years, quote, the doctor wanted to help me quit smoking. The last time I was in, though, they said with my nerves right now, it probably wouldn't be a good idea, unquote. Claimant reports she was last in therapy 3 years ago. She stated she stopped because, quote, I couldn't afford it. It's not under our insurance thing. I only like her to go to another counselor and start all over, unquote. Claimant denies she's ever had a psychiatric hospital stay. She reported that she was suicidal, quote, the first 3 years, open parens, after her son's death, close parens. Asked about an attempt, quote, no, that's why she had me go, unquote. Asked about other hospital stays, 76 and 80, births of children, 1980, quote, I had my tubes tied. I had complications after my daughter's birth. Prior to 1980, she was hospitalized for severe migraine headaches. She reports she had a CT, which showed, quote, scar tissue on my brain. I was supposed to have it checked, but I never went back. It scared me too much, unquote. Personal history, born in Flint, Michigan, 5 brothers, 1 sister. She is middle in the sibship. Claimant is asked what her childhood was like. She reported, quote, we were raised with an alcoholic father. He was very mean, unquote. She indicates one brother suicided at 22 years of age. At 22 years of age, period. New paragraph. Claimant reports father died of a heart attack at 49 years of age when claimant was 27. She reports mother is still living and is age 76 with fair health. New paragraph. Claimant indicated she completed the 9th or 10th grade at Bark River Schools. Asked what happened that she dropped out. Quote, I got tired of my dad saying he was tired of supporting us. I quit and went to work, unquote. Claimant reports she got poor grades. Asked what was hard for her. Quote, my dad used to come home from drinking and get in a fight with my mom and hurt her. And I would sit up at night to listen so that I could wake up my brothers. You know, I would wake the boys to go and help my mom, unquote. Claimant is asked what her reading is like. Quote, not good. Ask if she could read and understand a newspaper. Quote, I have a hard time focusing my mind, unquote. New paragraph. Claimant was last employed about 2002. She reported she worked 10 years for the school. Quote, but I quit the school because of the anxiety in that. They were writing me up for everything, and the doctor told me I'd have to go on nerve pills again, and that scared me again. The first few years after Eric died, I don't even remember them years. I didn't remember them, and I didn't want to be on nerve pills again. Prior to that, claimant reports she worked at the bingo hall for 2 or 3 years. She indicated she left the bingo hall to work at the Hannahville schools through the tribe. She reports she is not Native American. Claimant indicates when her job ended at the schools, quote, I went on short-term disability and I was just too scared to go against them, unquote. open parens, the school, close parens. New paragraph. Claimant married one time, 1975. She's still married. She and her husband had two children with one child, a daughter, still living. New paragraph. She denies alcohol use. She denies illegal drug use. Quote, that's one good thing. I was so against drinking because of my dad. I just couldn't. But my two brothers, they're both alcoholics. Unquote. Claimant denies she's ever been arrested. New paragraph, daily functioning, social functioning. Ms. Bates lives in a house. She reports she's been in her present home for about 28 years. She reports also in the home is her husband, Ron. She reports Ron works. He is a, quote, group leader at Caterpillar, unquote. She reports she has her five grandkids there on a regular basis. New paragraph, ask what her life is like. Quote, now that summer's coming, I think I'll get better. My grandkids can come over and visit me. I'm not home alone, unquote. Ask how she's getting along with her daughter. Quote, we are both like, I don't know, too much alike. We butt heads. They went to the Mall of America this weekend, and I always have a fear that something is going to happen to her kids. So I try to come up with those excuses not to let them go. And I tell her, you shouldn't go because of this and that. And then I lay in bed last night because they weren't home yet. And it's like, what if somebody kidnaps them? What if she loses them? Dot, dot, dot. Claimant reported, quote, and a thought on the TV might trigger it. And then all this stuff comes back into my mind, unquote. Ask how she gets along with her grandchildren, quote, oh my God, they are my everything, unquote. With her mother, she reports, quote, well, I see her one time a week. We talk daily. Ask how often she sees her siblings, quote, well, I'm closer to my brothers than my sister. I see them, well, probably daily or every other day, unquote. Ask if she has friends, quote, I have a couple. I'm very close to my aunt. She was with me through a lot of it. My sister, you know, after a month, after that happened, was running down the road and I was screaming. I was screaming because I couldn't stand it. I was saying, God, give him back to me. Give him back to me. I want him back, unquote. She commented, quote, and so my husband called my sister to come over and she said, we gave her a month. She's got to go on, unquote. She commented, quote, she's more upper class, you know, unquote. Attitude, behavior, no, past and present interest. Claimant reported she enjoys seeing her grandchildren. Ask if she's on the computer. Quote, oh yeah, I'm on Facebook. I look at my little nephews and nieces' pictures, unquote. Ask if she has a pet. She reports she does. She has a Karen Terrier. Activities, asked to describe her yesterday. Quote, okay, yesterday, let's see. I got up, I made coffee, I watched the news, and then when I knew they found the kids, you know, no, that's when I knew they found the kids that died, you know. And then I went down and I checked my email and I looked at my nephew and niece's pictures. And I talked to my aunt three times and I called Jesse three times to see where they were at. And I had lunch at 11:30 and then I made a chicken noodle soup and cheese and crackers. And I swept the kitchen floor and the living room and the dining room floor. And I sat on a chair with my dog and I made supper about 4 p.m. Ask what she made for supper. Quote, Polish sausage, macaroni and cheese, and green beans, unquote. Claimant reported, quote, and I watch a lot of HTV and I watched Voice. I love music. I've always loved music and dancing and I miss that. I miss that a lot, unquote. Ask why she doesn't go dancing. Quote, well, I've tried. I want to go, but I'm so tired at night. I can go to bed at 6:30. Well, anyway, I watched Voice until 7. And then I went upstairs in the bedroom. And ever since Eric died, I have to have the TV on until I fall asleep, unquote. Ask what time she fell asleep. Quote, well, I don't know. I was still up at 2 a.m. Ask if it's normal. Quote, it's been lately. And then I get up 3 to 4 times and I go to the bathroom. I drink a lot of pop, unquote. Claimants ask how much pop she drinks. She reports she has 4 to 5 cans of Diet Pepsi daily. New paragraph. General observation. She maintains a driver's license. She reports she has no problems driving. Quote, I used to, but now I don't. Sometimes I'd be on the road. One time I was in Escanaba and I didn't know where I was and I couldn't think. but that don't happen no more, unquote. New paragraph, she's 5'3", weighs 142 pounds. She reports that's down. Quote, I used to be 156, unquote. New paragraph, she is Caucasian. She has dark hair, dry. It is dry appearing and shoulder length, curling down around her face. She wears a moderate amount of makeup, which smudges black under her eyes as she cries. Her hands are swollen appearing and purplish as going down the hand and into the fingers. She has a reddened complexion. She has raised scaly patches on her elbows and forearms. Posture and gait are unremarkable. Clothing and hygiene appropriate. She presents with memory problems, though doesn't complain of them. She arrives punctually, denies the need for assistance in preparations for appointments. Attitude, behavior, she's in contact with reality. Self-esteem low, motor activity high. She is distressed, though quite pleasant. She is emotionally dependent with unmet dependence needs and very focused on the loss and subsequent loneliness and heartbreak of losing her son to the extent that it interferes with her day-to-day activities. Her motivation is adequate. She does not exaggerate nor minimize symptoms. Insight low. Stream of mental activity. Speech is spontaneous, coherent, logical, slightly pressured, and fast. Her intellect is estimated to be low average or borderline, with no IQ testing done or available. Mental trend thought content. She denies hallucinations, delusions, persecutions, obsessions, thoughts controlled by others, unusual powers. She endorses feelings of worthlessness. Quote, that I do. Probably at least one time a week. Asked when she last had suicidal thoughts. Thoughts? Question mark. Probably 6 months ago. Asked what was going on in her life. Quote, well, it wouldn't have been 6 months ago. It was about Christmas time. Just that I missed him so much. I wonder sometimes, wouldn't Ron be better off? You know, I get that in my head, unquote. New paragraph, emotional reaction. Claimant is tearful throughout the interview. She's very focused on her son and his death. She appears to relive claimant's or the event of his death. She also is unable to move on as she continues to be very preoccupied, guilt-ridden, saddened, and her constant attention may be her way of, quote, atoning, unquote, and keeping him alive for her. New paragraph, orientation, time, person, and place, memory 4-2, recent, 0 of 3, quote, well, I can remember 2, dot, 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 open parens. She then does recall 2 of 3, close parens. Past few presidents, Obama and Bush, birth date, May 20, 57, age 57, wait, I'm 56, unquote. Five large cities, California, Texas, because my nephew lives there. Chicago, New York, Detroit. Current famous people. Current, I don't know. Current events, football. Calculations, serial sevens. 93, 87, 80. I would need a pen. Wait, 73, 56. Two errors. 5 times 5, 25. 18 divided by 6, 2. 12 plus 9, 21, 11 minus 3, 8. Abstract thinking, grass is greener. Somebody's got it better than you do. Spilled milk, don't cry over small stuff. Similarities and differences, a bush and a tree alike, a what, question mark. Comprehend, she leans into the desk with a very tired expression, quote, they have leaves, unquote. Ask how they're different, quote, I don't know. Judgment, stamped addressed envelope, send it back. Fire in a theater, I would let everybody know. Future plans, watch my grandchildren grow. Additional information, functional descriptions are consistent with her report today. There is a CE evaluation in file. Sorry, that's wrong. There is an initial evaluation in file dated 2008, done by Victoria Weiss, PsyD, LP, diagnosing major depression, recurrent, post-traumatic stress disorder, generalized anxiety disorder with mild dependent features on axis 2, rule out learning disabilities and spelling and reading comprehension. New paragraph. Medical source statement, claimant would be able to follow one and two part directives. However, she would need a calm, predictive environment within her cognitive capabilities that would accommodate her experience of pain and physical limitations. What would likely be considered a normal amount of stress within a job situation is or would not be tolerable to her. She would present with interruptions in pace, persistence, and consistency. New paragraph diagnosis, axis 1, 309.81, post-traumatic stress disorder, 296.32, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate, 315.9, learning disorder, NOS, likely reading comprehension, possible writing possible disorder of written expression. Axis 2, rule out V62.89. Axis 3, chronic pain. History of foot surgery. Degenerative disc disease. Ported brain scarring. Axis 4, problems with primary support group. Colon, witnessing the death of her son. Axis 5, global assessment of functioning. 50, prognosis guarded. Unable to manage benefit funds, yes, first and last seen, 4913. Thank you for typing.